Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity for me. I was probably a little caught off guard just watching film this morning. Coach Pat kind of came in and grabbed me. I was very excited. I think it's a great opportunity for me. I'm just looking forward to coming out and trying to continue to add a little bit of a spark. And more than anything, we need to get some wins. You know, that's why I told Coach Pat when I was in there with him, like, no matter what happens, whatever you think this may be for next year or whatever the case is, we're going to win some of these games down the road.
Johnny, earlier in the year you talked about it's going to be your actions, not your words, that's going to bring back and trust your teammates. Do you feel like you've done that?
Yeah, man, I mean, you talk to all these guys in the locker room too, so I get a good sense of, they have my back, I have theirs, and they see a different look in my eye this year, and obviously, I've learned a lot about, myself, learned a lot about football this year, and I think I got a chance to go out on Sunday and, show the next step in my progression and where I want to continue to try and be and play at this level.
What do you think you need to show in the final 6 weeks?
I just think I need to continue to show progress, and I think Coach Pittman said, that was a big step for me last week, and to continue to play at a high level and keep us, I want to be able to make sure anybody in this position take us out of any games down the road. That's the big thing, is make sure, our position is filling up our grade sheet with pluses and doing the right thing and getting these guys rallied around. I think that's the biggest thing over the course of the season.
Do you feel it's an audition for next year to show that you're the guy moving forward?
I think all that factors in, I'm more closed-minded right now and taking it one week at a time. Right now, just kind of take a couple days off after the practice tomorrow, get a little bit of rest and get ready to get refueled for the end of the season. And then from there, it's Baltimore to the next game and one at a time.
What do you plan on doing with 5 days off?
Relaxing. I don't know what my plans are going to be yet. So, I talked to Coach Pett and he wanted to kind of just reiterate, just say, hey, this is a time where everybody in this locker room is going to get a chance to go shut it down for a couple days. But I'll definitely be back, earlier than probably some people, so I'll be back some point over the weekend if I do decide to leave and get a chance to go see some family or just get a chance to really shut it down. That's what this week is for, and then come back in on Sunday and Monday and be ready to go.
Hey, Johnny, how much has Josh helped you get to this point today?
Josh has helped a lot. You saw Josh on the sideline this past week, and he was dialing up plays, giving up ideas, and helping flip with all the input. So that whole room in general is the reason why I feel like our quarterback play has exceeded what some people thought at the beginning of the year. From having Kevin O'Connell come in and be in that room every day to having Austin Davis come in, and then Josh, I've learned an incredible amount. And a lot of the success I've had in these games, I feel like, is because of that room in itself.
Pat said, expectations for off-field behavior was something to discuss with you. You can't be trusting that way, especially now as a starter, showing leadership in that age.
Yeah, I think Coach Pett came in and said he didn't want to micromanage me or any of the other guys in their time off, but at the same time, I let him know that I'm not going to do anything that's going to be a distraction, to this team or be an embarrassment to the organization. So, that was the thing he stressed to me as well. So he kind of stressed that back. So, I'm going to get a chance to go and relax like everybody else in this locker room is. I think it's obviously a point in the season where it's a bye, and it's well deserved. So, and come back and gear up for these last, the last set of games that we have, and come in fresh-minded, ready to go, and excited to be back on the football field. So, I don't think they have to worry about me this week.
With that, do you think you'll be even more under scrutiny when you're off the field now that you're starting?
I mean, it's been pretty constant fire since the day I got here. So, I'm sure it'll be amped up a little bit. But off the field, I'm not really worried about anything. I'm in a good place, and going to continue to try and, like I said, relax. That's what a couple of these days are for. Not all five. I definitely won't take all five, but 2 or 3 days, get a chance to shut it down.
Johnny, is there many instances this year where Josh has really had to pick you up and boost your spirits?
I think that's the thing in our room is, we stay pretty even keel. We let Flip kind of do the up and down a little bit. We stay right on the midline. I was probably a little bit down after Cincinnati, but I think we did some good things in the first half, and we just didn't play two-half football. So you can't beat yourself up too much about it. But, all those guys in the room, Josh in particular, those guys helped make, this position what it's been this year.
Why were you going for you, John, or was it gradual?
I think it was gradual. It's been a progression. There's been times throughout the season where, protection-wise, I was like, man, this really makes sense, what I didn't understand in the preseason, and here's how we handle it. And it's just, didn't ever have to learn anything like this or know any of these type of protection or scheme. And now that, being a second year into it, knowing a little bit more about defenses, knowing more about fronts and all this stuff, it's been a gradual progression to get to where I'm at today, and it's not even close to where I want to be.
How were you caught off guard when Coach Pett told you?
Because, he said earlier in the week that, you know, he was going to take time throughout the bye, and didn't really know. I felt I played, you know, well enough to be in the position to, you know, be the starter for the rest of the year. But, you know, I didn't know, and I just didn't expect it to be today, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Have you had to overcome some self-doubt along the way? I mean, was there a time where you thought, you know what, this might not be what I called it?
You know, I mean, obviously last year towards the end of the year, you know, that year didn't go the way that I wanted it to. So, you know, I was probably down on myself, doubting my abilities a little bit then. And then come back into OTAs, it was just I didn't have the first day back. I wasn't where I wanted to be. But it's been a progress getting to where, you know, the result was on Sunday. So, you know, there probably was a little doubt towards the end of the last season. And then, you know, shaking that off, getting my head in the right place and being able to come back this year and be all right. Still nothing.
So they don't kind of keep you apprised and say, you know, hey, we'll get with you in 2 weeks or anything like that?
No. It was 2 weeks. I think we heard something just as far as, like, after the interview that it would try to be wrapped up swiftly. And I don't think this is swiftly, but I don't know. I don't know anything else new on that front.
Is that something that, does that hang over your head a little bit, or are you able to just forget that that's even an issue?
No. But I'm just able to continue to push forward. And like I said, I don't expect anything from it, so I'm just plugging forward.
Hey, Johnny, when you came back to the team in April or whatever it was this a goal of yours, or have you exceeded what you thought you could accomplish after what you went through?
No, I wanted to start. I mean, I wanted to get a chance to be the guy, and, you know, that was always my goal. So now, obviously, with Coach Beck coming out and saying this today, you know, it's big news for me. I'm excited. I think as I should be. I mean, this is a great opportunity with a great group of guys that are going to go out and fight with me every week. So, man, I couldn't be more excited.
When you watched this couple, what did you like that you did in Pittsburgh, and what did you look at and say, I need to do that better?
Yeah, I think I cleaned up the area in the pocket, and I think what we talked about from Cincinnati to this week was knowing when to get out and when to run. I think the second drive of the game was a perfect example. Got a holding penalty, defensive holding, trying to step up and go through 1-2 in the progression. Got a chance to step up and get out of the pocket and throw it to Travis for a 40-50-yard gain. So just that fine line of, hey, when something's not here, go and make a play. And when it's not, go through your progression and get the ball out of your hand. I think that was a big improvement for me, as well as, you know, pocket presence, not getting spooked by a whole lot.
How do you feel about our first game as the now permanent full-time starter being Monday Night Football?
Yeah, Coach Pett said we couldn't ask for a better stage, so, you know, I guess he said it. He said it pretty well.
Hey, Johnny, Merle Hodge, good friend of Hodge, said that he's never seen a quarterback that has won three straight starts without the drop back. A, is that true? And B, is that more design, or is it more the comfort with you that you don't want to do that?
I guess Merrill is like the critic of our offense now, but no, I think we did some under center run action stuff last game and did some play action things. Like, you know, am I going to be the guy that's going to be straight under center, seven step drop back pass? Like, you know, we can do that from the gun. So, you know, it's what I'm comfortable with, and what, you know, Flip and them want me to do is exactly what I'm doing. So what's on the call sheet and what this staff has asked me to do is what I'm doing. So
we haven't asked you in a while, but having your start seems even more important. How's the elbow holding up? What's going on?
Really well. I think last week was probably, you know, the best I've thrown the ball in a while. You know, I felt like I was really had a lot of zip on it, and being able to, you know, put it where I put it all around the yard like I wanted to for the most part. So, you know, I'm continuing to, I mean, as you guys see, I'm probably on the injury report every week, but, you know, that's just me maintaining and maintenance and doing treatment to make sure it doesn't flare up or get to where it was.
Johnny, do you feel that you're on the field role now that you have a new on the field role? Do you feel that your locker room role has changed, or meeting room or anything like that?
Yeah, I think guys are going to be looking to me probably a little bit more. I'm obviously the starter, so I think even through the past couple of weeks that I have been, we do our Saturday, you know, blitz meeting. Me and Alex are sitting up there making the calls, doing what we need to do. So, you know, I think these guys know that, you know, I'm dialed in, I'm focused on this stuff, and I'm ready to try and, you know, put us in the best position to win on Sundays.